really, it's been really crude.
Wait a minute.
I've already gone through this.
Prepare yourself for work. Don't worry, I've had this conversation and you didn't remember it, so I'm sorry.
John and Natasha and they like stick up for me.
Fuck you. No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't. John
would fucking ask you. Natasha would ask you to get the fucker out.
Yeah.
So she can inspect the fucker.
Yeah, why is it of national interest? It's not. We're
all interested in your penis.
You're fucking famous.
No, we're not.
No, you are. No, you are. And I like seeing famous.
Sim is more famous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sim is way more famous.
Yeah. Do you want to sleep together?
I'm a
puddler and I am a fucking star fucker.
Yes, you are.
What?
Watch the fame thing.
No, I don't run into that bullshit. I don't run into that bullshit at all. You know what? At the end of the day, seriously, I met Tim about 6 months ago now. And I adore him, and I don't give a fuck. If he pod faded now, we'd still be friends. No doubt. This is the second time in person I've met Rob. We've had many a telephone discussion. Same thing. If he pod faded out right now, we'd still be friends. I think he's awesome.
We've already faded.
What?
He faded a long time ago.
He faded a long time ago, which is why that's how he gets his numbers up.
Wait, six months ago, we didn't do any more shows. We're just too busy.
The truth of it is, though, and the big, it was in the POM, actually. The question was, how's podcasting changed your life? You're looking at two of them. I have met at the very least, two of the most awesome guys. And they're in my life. And I'm drunk.
You're recording this?
Yes.
Obviously. I'm drunk. And I will fucking admit it. I'm drunk. But come back here, young boy. What? You're drunk too? Do you want to But before you get another beer, but the fact of the matter is I've made a good friend with Tim.
Yes.
And I'd like to think that me and Rob are on
good
that
enemies.
Way as well.
A good enemy.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. No, never in a million years. No. No. No, I think Rob's awesome.
Scott, I think you're a good old boy.
That's the straight way of saying it.
And what did I say about your show?
That's disgusting. I love it. I love it.
I did it special in its own little way.
Special in its own little way.
I'm very special in my own way, too.
I don't care. People beg.
My show apparently is very special
in its own little way.
That means it's awful.
I didn't say it was awful.
You probably said that.
No, I went in.
You recorded that.
Yeah.
Well, we know exactly what context it's in. So you said it twice.
I said it three times now. But then what have I said about yours?
I remember now.
I remember. Oh my god, Mark is going.
Mark is leaving the building.
Good to see you.
I don't know how much that picked up. But it's
got you, boy. Keep it real, bro.
As always. That was badly. Fuck you, that was badly.
Even if it's just a bad
I'm gonna get most of those.
Hey, Roberto.
Sorry, mate.
Go on, right?
If you're gonna start the pod show, let me know.
Yeah, you're the first one. Okay.
I'm so grassy.
Even before Adam and Neil and all that.
Please, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know you will.
Yeah.
You will. BT Pod Show.
All right. Come to the darts.
The darts. We serve cookies.
Fucking, okay, this is the rebel right here. This is the rebel right here, man.
Oh, I know.
Whoa,
I thought that was
suspension
bags.
You are a bigger rebel than your shit husband.
What? We've been even trying to leave for like half an hour, haven't we?
Alright, go.
Go!
Keep in touch, though, Mark. 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 Keep in touch, though.
No! No!
Bye, everybody. Farewell.
Appreciate it.